Julie Cho is here with us. She is a member of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, and she's been part of PISO for 2 years now. She also is a student at North Allegheny Intermediate High School, and we'll get to meet her a little bit more throughout the next 20 minutes or so. But first, let's listen to her play. This is Julie Cho. Thank you. Wow, that's Julie Cho. And come on up to this black microphone here. What was that piece that you just played?
That was Preludium in Allegro by Fritz Kreisler.
And that, I'm not a violinist, which probably is not a surprise, but to me that seems like a really challenging piece, is it?
It's very hard to play because of all the colors and the styles that you have to change during the piece. Yeah, there's a lot of emotions that you have to show and all the running 16th notes, you have to keep that steady.
Yeah, was that piece written to be a solo on violin or okay. Yeah, as I was listening to it, I noticed it changing so many times, and you really had to adjust and adapt as you played it. Mm-hmm. That had to take a long time to master, and probably, I would imagine, is there room to play it a little differently or to express yourself differently as you play it? It seems like it's a piece of music that you could put a lot of your own emotion into, I
right,
guess.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Tell me more about yourself. How long have you played?
I've been playing for about 7 to 8 years.
Wow. And you're how old now?
15.
So, wow, half your life. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you graduate?
At this point, I know that I want to keep violin a part of my life, and I want to pursue music, but I'm not sure professionally yet.
Yeah, it's early to make a decision like that, too. And I'll bet you excel at other things in addition to music, at least I'm guessing. What else do you like to do?
Well, I have a little brother, and I love to spend time with him. We always have a great time together.
What's his name?
Nathan.
So we'll say hello to Nathan.
He'll love that.
How old is he?
He's 9.
Oh, that's a great age to pal around with a big sister. Do you have other hobbies or interests?
I play tennis. I like to play tennis. And I'm also interested in science, especially the inner workings of chemistry and biology.
Oh, that's great. Well, there's a lot you can do with those sorts of things. Now, you play with Paiso, and you've played with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra now for a couple years. Are you playing with any groups at North Allegheny as well?
I play in NAI Chamber Orchestra, the Intermediate Chamber Orchestra, and the Golden Strolling Strings.
So that's a lot of work you're doing. I'm curious a little bit about Paiso. How often do they meet to rehearse? Because Paiso involves students from all over the region.
Right.
So it's not like a school orchestra where you're all together, a few times a week.
Well, we usually rehearse every Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30, so like 3 hours. But since the tour is coming up, we are doing Monday rehearsals of just strings and then maybe the whole orchestra. We also do sectionals, just isolating each section to work on difficult pieces.
Well, let's talk about the tour in a little bit. I'm curious about what that's going to be. But why don't we have you play another song first? What would you like to play next?
Liebeslied by Fritz Kreisler.
Okay, so another selection from the same composer. I can't wait to hear it. This is Julie Cho.
Thank you.
Jolie Cho with another piece, and the composer's name again?
Fritz Kreisler.
And you must like Fritz Kreisler's work, or...
I think his story is interesting. He has a history. He actually kind of played a joke for 30 years on all the composers by, instead of putting his own name on all the pieces he composed, he wrote in the styles of other composers and
really?
Put their names on it.
So he, was he basically I hate to say forger, but he was sort of imitating these other composers.
Right.
And did people actually fall for it? Did they think that they were, they were long lost works of composers?
He did it purposely for 30 years and then came out with it. And when people realized that, they just kind of...
Yeah, how did they feel about it?
Well, I think they were really shocked.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to almost feel, you'd have to admire him for fooling people like that. And that's neat. Is he still living?
No.
Oh, okay. When does he go back to, do you know?
I think like 1700s, 1800s.
Okay, so it's been a while. It would probably be, you couldn't like look up works on the internet to verify anything or to be sure. It'd be easier to fool people at a time like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more song from Jolie coming up, and then there is a concert coming up on May 17th at Heinz Hall. Tickets are free, and you can see the entire Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And then there's a tour that is going to be happening, and you're going to be heading off to Europe. Have you been to Europe before?
I've been to Europe before, so I'm very excited.
Oh, I'll bet. Do you know what the itinerary is, pretty much, or?
Kind of. I know where we're going.
Where are you gonna?
We're going to Austria, Czech Republic, Slovakia. Those are the countries. And then, as for cities, we're going to Prague, Bratislava, Vienna, and Salzburg.
Oh, you're gonna have a great time. It's
going
to be terrific. Rob Hoskin is listening, and he writes, awesome. Thank you, Jolie Cho, for sharing your talent, skill, and work with us. And he just sent that text to us at 412-200-5975. You can learn more about PISO, Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, at piso.org. This is our last opportunity to talk before you play your final piece. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may not have mentioned, acknowledging a teacher, family member, or anybody or anything you'd like to say?
Well, I would like to thank the Saturday Light Brigade for organizing this wonderful event. It will be an experience that will last me my lifetime. Also, thank you to PISO, Mr. Lowe, for all of his great advice and guidance. Mr. Craig Johnson and Ms. Goodman for all their hard work and diligence to make PISO what it is today. And also to my teacher for his words of encouragement. And finally, my family, whose love and support make all this possible.
Oh, thank you very much for being here today. You really sound great.
Thank you.
Now, is it another Fritz Kreisler piece?
No, actually, Max Bruch.
Okay. Once again, here is Jolie Cho. Julie Cho, thank you for being here with us today, and congratulations. Best wishes for a happy weekend, and hope we'll see you again.